Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. World Tourism Day celebrated today. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo reaffirms Nagaland's commitment to heritage-based, community-driven tourism. Commissioner and Secretary Arun Lajamir emphasizes on vast tourism potential of Nagaland. Nagaland officially launches Swachh Sheher Jori as part of the ongoing Swachhta Hi Seva campaign. And Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla officially inducted as Chief Patron of Nagaland Bharat Scouts and Guides. And now the news in detail. World Tourism Day was celebrated across the globe today, highlighting the importance of tourism in connecting people, fostering cultural exchange and supporting economic development. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo emphasized that the state is committed to promoting tourism that preserves heritage, empowers communities and sustains the future. Mr. Ryo said that with its rich culture, vibrant festivals and beautiful landscapes, Nagaland proudly aligns with this year's theme, Tourism and Sustainable Transformation. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton stressed on reflecting on the value of travel in connecting people and sharing traditions. He said tourism is not only about visiting new places but also about learning from the communities we meet and respecting their way of life. On the occasion, Mr. Patton called upon all to continue to welcome visitors with warmth and care, and at the same time travel responsibly so that every journey leaves behind friendship and respect. Joining the global community, Nagaland today observed the United Nations World Tourism Day at the conference hall of the Directorate of Tourism Kohima on the theme Tourism and Sustainable Transformation. Special guest Arun Lajamir, Commissioner and Secretary of Tourism, emphasized the vast tourism potential of Nagaland, highlighting its rich cultural heritage, natural beauty and biodiversity. She noted that events like the Hornbill Festival have placed Nagaland on the global tourism map. She stressed the need for a sustainable, community-based tourism model that promotes environmental conservation, cultural preservation, and inclusive economic growth.
Nagaland, often referred to as the land of festivals, is blessed with a rich cultural heritage, breathtaking landscapes, and an abundance of fiber. From the Wagman Hornbill Festival to the Pamukkach Deerings of Jebu Valley, from the traditional practices of our tribes, to our thriving handloom and handicrafts sector, along with the exotic tribal cuisines, and still offers a unique blend of nature and culture.
Warning against unregulated tourism, Ms. Jamir advocated for ecologically responsible and culturally respectful practices. She called for collective efforts from all stakeholders, government, communities, private sector, and tourists to drive sustainable transformation. On the occasion, various awards in various categories were also presented to the awardees. The Swachh Sheher Jori initiative was officially launched today in Nagaland as part of the ongoing Swachhta Hi Seva campaign 2025. Under this national initiative by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, high-performing urban local bodies, ULBs, are paired with underperforming ones for 100 days of high-impact collaboration. A release issued by Kejo Chole Retso, Mission Director, SBM Urban Development Department, said in Nagaland, Jaluki Town Council, winner of the promising Swachh Sheher Award 2024, will mentor Aboy Town Council. An MOU was signed between the two ULBs today during a virtual ceremony chaired by Union Minister Manohar Lal with participation from MLA of Aboy Manpon C. Konyak. As part of SHS 2025, 39 ULBs across Nagaland are actively engaged in the nationwide cleanliness drive culminating on 2nd of next month. The Nagaland Bharat Scouts and Guides NBSG induction and award ceremony was held today at Rajbhavan Kohima. During the event, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla was formally inducted as the Chief Patron of NBSG. In his address, the Governor congratulated 5 scouts and 11 guides who received the Raja Puraskar Governor's Award, the highest state-level honor for scouts and guides. He emphasized the award's value as a symbol of service, discipline, and leadership, encouraging awardees to aim for the President's Award. The Governor commended the role of the scouting movement in youth development and pledged support to expand its reach across Nagaland. During the ceremony, Tritiya Sopan and Rajya Puraskar certificate were presented, and Padma Sanova Muzo was also felicitated for her contributions. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News and Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashvani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government has revived India's cultural pride by bringing back stolen idols and antiquities from across the world.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's cultural journey has been vibrant, rooted in tradition and open to the world. From repatriating stolen idols and sacred relics from abroad to restoring antiquities that had long been lost, this has been a story of cultural revival, of bringing back what was once lost.
Aaj ka Bharat apne itihas par garv karta hai. Bite ek dashak mein humne desh ki dharohron ke संरक्षण पर मिशन मोड में काम किया है. देश की एंशियंट स्टैचूज और आर्टिफैक्ट्स जिन्हें चुराकर विदेशों में बेच दिया गया था उन्हें वापस लाया गया है.
642 stolen antiquities have been traced since 2014 and are at various stages of being brought back compared to just 13 before 2013. Many of these artifacts, once smuggled abroad, are now being reclaimed through diplomatic channels, legal action, and cultural cooperation. As Prime Minister Modi said, heritage is not just history, it is a shared consciousness of humanity.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's cultural journey has been vibrant, rooted in tradition and open to the world. From repatriating stolen idols and sacred relics from abroad to restoring antiquities that had long been lost, this has been a story of cultural revival, of bringing back what was once lost. 642 stolen antiquities have been traced since 2014 and are at various stages of being brought back compared to just 13 before 2013. Many of these artifacts once smuggled abroad are now being reclaimed through diplomatic channels, legal action and cultural cooperation. As Prime Minister Modi said, heritage is not just history, it is a shared consciousness of humanity. Under the new GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax cuts aimed at promoting healthcare and boosting investment across key sectors. The GST on gyms and fitness centers has been reduced from 18% to 5%, a move aimed to make a healthy lifestyle more affordable for people. This reduction is also likely to increase gym memberships and enhance the income of gym owners. In addition, the simplified GST structure continues to levy a 5% rate on healthy food items such as milk-based beverages and dry fruits, providing ongoing tax relief for health-conscious middle-class families. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended Lau Ong Mo greetings to the brothers and sisters of the Konyak community. The Chief Minister expressed hope that this post-harvest festival would strengthen the bonds of kinship, uphold the rich traditions, and bring prosperity and happiness to all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. A report.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
The 12th World Para Athletics Championship 2025 has begun at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The 9-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. This includes 101 for men, 84 for women, and one mixed event covering sprint finishes to endurance races. The championship will culminate on the 5th of next month. And to wrap up, here are the headlines once again. World Tourism Day celebrated today, Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo reaffirms Nagaland's commitment to heritage-based, community-driven tourism. Commissioner and Secretary Arun Najamir emphasizes on vast tourism potential of Nagaland. Nagaland officially launches Swachh Sheher Jori as part of the ongoing Swachhta Hi Seva campaign. And Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla officially inducted as Chief Patron of Nagaland Bharat Scouts and Guides. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.